We live in a sensual world. I don't think that that can be denied. And I think one of the most difficult chores we have as Christians, both male and female, is to walk in purity and to deal with our natural sexuality and conduct ourselves in such a way as God would have us. The Bible teaches us that sexual conduct is sanctified, it is made holy by a marriage, by a covenant that a man and woman make in marriage. And this is what sanctifies sexual conduct, so that we can live normally and we can enjoy the comfort of a husband, a comfort of a wife, with honor and integrity. But that sexual conduct that is had outside of the bounds of marriage, the Bible says, is fornication. Listen to what Paul taught these people in Thessalonica about this. It's found in chapter 4 of 1 Thessalonians, verse 1. Furthermore, then, we beg of you, brothers, and exhort you by the Lord Jesus, that as you have received of us how you ought to walk and to please God, so you would abound more and more. For you know what commandments we gave you by the Lord Jesus. For this is the will of God, even your sanctification, that you should abstain from fornication, that every one of you should know how to possess his body in sanctification and honor, not in the strong lust as the Gentiles have, which do not know God, and that no man go beyond and defraud his brother in any matter, because the Lord is the avenger of all such, as we have also forewarned you and testified. For God has not called us unto uncleanness, but unto holiness. Therefore, he that despises this commandment does not despise man, but despises God, who also has given unto us his Holy Spirit. You see, Paul said that sexual immorality, fornication, is a sin against God and a sin against others. Human relationships are destroyed by adultery and fornication. Our integrity is destroyed. Careers are destroyed. God wants the best for us. And so he has called us unto holiness, that is, unto purity. He has called us unto being separated unto him, to keep his commands and to walk the way he would want us to walk. And he has not called us unto an unclean place, but into a holy place. And that's where we need to live. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for your commands. I thank you for the path that you have set out for me. At one time in my life, Lord, that didn't seem like the right way to go, denying myself certain pleasures, I thought. But you, O God, have helped me build a good life, a strong relationship with you, a strong relationship with my wife. I thank you so much for that, Lord. And I will follow your command to walk in holiness and avoid sexual immorality. In Jesus' name, amen.